This is Apollo Control at 56 hours, 46 minutes. The crew should be shortly beginning their dinner, which will include Skylab food items that they'll be evaluating. At last report, Ken Mattingly mentioned that they were busily involved in restowing the suits, and when that was completed, they would be scheduled to begin their eat period and to give us an evaluation of the Skylab food packets that they'll be trying out at this time. We've also had some additional reports, primarily from Charlie Duke, with some comments from John Young on the tight-fitting suit. Duke first reported the suit appeared to fit tighter than he had expected after they had gone through the exercise of donning the suits and entering the lunar module. In his latest report, Duke said that his primary concern was not for the suits fitting properly once it was pressurized, that he felt it would fit properly and be comfortable, but that they might have, he was concerned that there might be a problem in getting into the suit when wearing the liquid-cooled garment. This was not worn during tonight's exercise, and Duke suggested that it might be wise to put on the liquid-cooled garment at some time and try getting into the suit to see if there would be a problem when getting into the suit in the same configuration that they will be using the day of powered descent, the landing on the lunar surface. We've recommended that the issue be put to rest for tonight, and we're going to think about it here on the ground, see what steps might be taken tomorrow, and deal with the problem following the crew rest period. The flight dynamics officer reports that the expected impact coordinates for the Saturn third stage, the S-4B, remain virtually unchanged. That predicted impact point is at 1 degree 50 minutes north and 23 degrees 18 minutes west. And the predicted time of impact remains 75 hours, 7 minutes, and 3 seconds. This places the... We've just had a call to the crew. We'll stand by for that.
Apollo 16, Houston. Apollo 16, Houston. Apollo 16, Houston.
Go ahead.
Okay, we'd like to start with the VHF test when you're ready.
Okay, give us a couple of minutes here.
Okay.
Hey, Tony, we have VHF antennas on the left, B is in duplex, and the ranging is on.
And we're getting the VHF.
Roger.